Telemarketers who call your house and call as late as during dinner, and people, you know, I'm sure we've all got that one figured out. We're home and we're having dinner, so that's when they know to call. They can be annoying. There is a lot of different cases of telemarketers stepping over the line, and some of these people are fraudulent. Not all. I mean, a lot of them make a very honest living. There have been a couple of accusations made by some females concerning one telemarketing company, at least one company that does telemarketing, Banley Pharmaceuticals out in Redondo Beach. And the accusation is that there has been some form of sexual harassment. And we want to get on the line the man who's been accused of this. And I realize that you don't have an attorney with you, Mr. Chris Norton, right?
Yes, sir.
And I know you don't have an attorney, so I don't want to ask any questions.
No, you can ask anything you want, because I talked to my attorney earlier, and he said that I should be completely honest, and I do want to clear my reputation.
All right. Well, you do telemarketing. Tell me what it is that you do.
Okay. I basically do telemarketing sales for a pharmaceutical company. I call businesses. I find out what their needs are concerning their first aid centers, their daycare centers. I am particularly effective because a lot of the people who do purchasing for some of these companies are female, and my company felt that I'd be most effective talking to women.
Why?
Well, I mean, because I have, I don't know, I've never really thought about it, but apparently I have a very sexy voice. Women like to talk to me because I have a great voice. I do have a very relaxing demeanor, and I have a way to get women to sort of open up and tell me about themselves, and women are very comfortable talking to me.
All right, there are some women who complained about your manner to them. I'm not going to give any specifics. You're aware of this in the complaint, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. They are complaining about particular ways that you approach them on the telephone. Can you comment on that?
I mean, I can't know why. I've asked myself that many times. Why would, in a few instances, and this is a very few instances, Mr. Henry, that this has happened at, why women would strike out at me when most women will tell you that my sales technique is soothing, is sexy, friendly, and effective.
Give me an example. Now, a lot of women said that you were being a little bit too familiar, that you were talking about things that bordered on crude.
I really want to defend myself against that because I think that I have a very, you know, classy way. And
well, again, you have an active complaint against your company. They want you fired. Can you give me an example of what you're talking about when you say that you're very soothing and you're sexy? Now, I'm not a woman. But if you can give me an idea of how you would talk to a woman.
Well, I mean, I start out and say, my name is Chris Norton. I'm with Banley Pharmaceuticals. Yeah.
Well, just pretend like you're talking to me.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name's Chris Norton. I'm with Banley Pharmaceuticals. How are you doing?
Great.
Okay, great. Great. Do you know how special it is if you were, you know, to buy pharmaceuticals for your daycare center? If you could just give me 30 seconds of your time.
Oh, wait. So you're not being sexual? You're not being familiar?
No, I'm not. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I don't know,
All right, let's pretend that we have a female on the phone, and you're talking to a woman, not me.
Okay, and it's no different. How are you?
See, now that's different, okay?
What?
What do you mean it's different? I said that when you first, you said that I was a guy. You said, hi, my name's Chris Norton, blah, 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 blah. I said, now I'm a woman. You go, how are you?
I wasn't aware that I...
Just pretend like I'm a guy again.
Okay, hi, my name's Chris Norton. I'm with Banley Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah? That's really great. My wife, let me have you talk to my wife, okay?
Sure.
Hello, I'm the wife.
How are you doing?
Well, what's this? That's the way. It's different, man. It's different.
I'm not aware.
You don't see how you're different?
No, sir, I don't. I mean, I treat everybody the same. I am aware that you have to be a little bit more sexy with women. And
let me ask you something. Why would you be sexy with women in the first place when you try to sell? These are buyers for companies who need pharmaceuticals for the daycare center. Why would you be sexy with them in the first place?
Well, I mean, that's what I have found is that women respond to that, and they like sexuality, and they like it when you treat them like they're sexy. Most women feel unattractive. And they want to be made to feel attractive.
What if they're married? You know, what if they have...
Well, I mean, even the married ones, you know, their husbands aren't around, it's not like they're not going to find out or nothing, you know, about how you talk to them. So, I mean...
So you did all of that, and women hung up on you, and they complained, right?
Right.
And you don't know why?
No, I mean, right now, it's serious because them hanging up on me and complaining to me makes me look like a pervert, and I have sworn depositions of four women that I'm currently dating who I met at Rusty Pelican, and Lance Germain, who's my manager, also told me that he's protected me. He said, Becky Dillon, Tanya Fluffner, can I give these names on the air?
Are these women that did depositions that said that you're...
That I'm not sexually harassing, yeah.
Okay. Who, Becky Dillon?
Becky Dillon, Tanya Fluffner, Amy Powell, and Caitlin Brewer, and all will testify in a courtroom with a judge that said, who's going to be there, that I'm not a perv. And in my business, doing telemarketing, being called a perv or a sicko is death.
But the fact is, you had these complaints and your job's on the line. Isn't that right?
Most women can hear how open and sexy I am, and some are intimidated by it and lash out at me, and I think I got lashed out at.
And they lashed out at you because?
Because in a lot of ways, women who are attracted to you will reject you, too. It's like, come here and they'll go away. And you don't know whether a woman means no or she means yes when you're getting sexy, you know, and sexual with them.
Okay, Chris, can you hold on? I'm going to give our phone number out here.
Yeah, I mean, I want the opportunity to clear my name because I'm not a perv. I mean, women come on to me. I'm not coming on to them.
Did these women come on to you?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying normally when I go to the Rusty Falcon, they do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to, what's his name, Chris Norton. He's with Banalee Pharmaceuticals in Redondo Beach. He does telemarketing for them, and he has been accused by at least four different women that his manner on the phone was sexy. And you showed me, Chris, when I said that I'm a woman, and your manner was completely different with me when you thought I was a guy.
How?
How? Okay, hi. Pretend I'm a guy.
Okay.
Hi, hello.
Yes, sir. My name is Chris Norton with Banalee Pharmaceuticals. I like to say it's some pharmaceuticals.
All right, I'm going
to
give you my wife now, okay?
I understand it.
My wife.
Yes, sir.
Here comes my wife.
Right.
Here he is, honey. Hello?
How you doing?
Okay, Chris, this is the husband again.
Yes, sir.
Why are you talking to my wife that way?
Like what?
The way you just did, man. You went, hi. And you don't know you're doing that.
I'm just being me, man. I mean, a lot of times my sexuality comes out, but that's just, I'm not...
You're distinctly doing something different when you talk to women.
Well, I'm not aware of that, and what I'm trying to say is that, I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit more friendly to him. And
what I'm saying to you is you may not even be conscious of the fact that when you're talking to a woman, you're going high, and it sounds like...
No, it's just that women want you to be a little sexy with them. They want you to open up to you, and I'm just trying to be sexy with women. And let me tell you something. When I call a home, and it's 7:15 in the evening, and a woman's trying to get dinner on the table and get her kids around the table, she wants a guy to talk sexy to her because he feels all dirty and like she's somebody's cook, you know. And
okay, so when she's running around trying to get kids to sit down and she's trying to get dinner served and she's trying to get everybody ready to do the do, she wants to stop down and have a guy talk dirty.
No, I didn't say dirty, but I mean sexy.
She's got time for that.
She'll make time for me because that's what...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This guy doesn't realize that he's talking to me and he's talking normally. When he thinks he's talking to a woman, it turns into a whole sex act. His name is Chris Norton. He's been accused of sexually harassing women that he calls. He's a telemarketer, so when you pick your phone up and somebody says to you, hi, I'm calling from such and such company, and you think the guy's trying to sell you something, maybe he's trying to come on to you. He doesn't get it, but he's been accused of this by four different women, and right now he's on our show to try to, quote, clear his name. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Christopher Norton, 28 years of age, telemarketer for Banalee Pharmaceuticals. He's been accused of sexually harassing women that he gets on the phone to talk about buying these pharmaceuticals. And he claims innocence. He says that he's not doing it, that it's some kind of a misunderstanding. I heard you, Chris, talking to me in a sexy way when I told you that I was a woman. And then you clearly changed when you thought you were talking to a man. So how do you explain that?
Senator, I think you're misunderstanding me. I think a lot of these women misunderstood. And I think that my reputation, she called me a perv. I have women come up and buy me drinks in bars. And I've had women come up to me and ask to dance with me. Okay, so don't be calling me no perv.
Well, okay, I mean, women ask you to dance and women buy you drinks. That doesn't mean you're not a pervert. I'm not saying that you are.
Well, that's the thing. It's unfair for you to say that. You know, I'm very sensual, and maybe that's what a lot of these women are picking up on.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rhoda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'd like to say that that is unprofessional. And it's okay, but Phil specifically asked you, okay?
Yeah.
And here is my wife. You know, what would you say? You changed horses. Hi, how are you doing?
Let me try something here, Rhoda. Rhoda answers the phone.
Yeah.
Let's say he's calling your house, Rhoda, okay?
Okay.
Would you mind, Chris?
Sorry, I don't want to be set up in some kind of situation where you're making me look like a perv. And
I'm not going to make you look like a perv. Here's a woman. You can call her home and just behave in the professional way. You say you're sexy. And
I'm sexy. I mean, Rhoda probably can sense that I appreciate women. I mean,
All right, Rhoda, just say hello and pretend like he's calling your house. Go ahead, Rhoda, say hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this lady of the house?
Yes, it is.
My name's Chris Norton. I'm with Family Pharmaceuticals. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Really? Are you married or?
Now, why would you ask her that?
Well, first of all,
what's
the purpose of your call? You don't call somebody's house and ask, are you married?
No, I'm wondering if you're married, that means that you have to buy, like, you know, pharmaceutical aids and things for more than one person.
Well, you need to present your product first. You know what I mean? Present whatever.
Right, let's try this again. Let's try it again. Rhoda, go ahead and say hello.
Okay. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. Are you a woman? I mean, I'm sorry. I know that you're a woman.
Wait a second.
Well, Ms. Harry, I'm very nervous.
I know you are nervous, but let's do it again. Go ahead, Rhoda. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi. Are you the woman of the house?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Chris Norton. I'm with Family Pharmaceuticals. And I'm interested if you give me 30 seconds of your time to find out how you care for your family in the event of a medical emergency.
Okay.
Do you have a 911 on the phone? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, and you sound Jamaican or something. You come from like Jamaica, where the?
No, I came from the Virgin Islands.
Oh, from the Virgin. What's that?
What's
the
that? You know, you're really blowing it here, man.
One of the reasons, okay, can I ask the lady, can I say something, Rhoda?
Say something, go ahead.
Do you know that, do you sense sexuality from me?
Sensuality?
No, sexuality.
Sexuality?
Yes, ma'am. What's a virgin?
If you want to know my personal life, you're supposed to be selling your brother.
If you come from a Virgin Island,
what has this got to do with what you're selling, man?
Well, what's a Virgin Island, man?
It's a part of the country, a U.S. You've never heard of the Virgin Islands.
Hey, man. If I knew about the Virgin Islands, I'd be spending vacations over there checking it out, you know.
Okay. Look, okay. Rhoda, thank you
can
very
I
much.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Is that a drink or something?
No, it ain't a drink. It's where she's from. Go ahead, Rhoda.
You asked him, okay? Listen to me. What I'm saying is, he asked you, he said, when he answered the phone and said, I'm going to put you on to my wife, you totally, you didn't even say hello, my name is such and such.
That's right.
You were like,
that's right.
Hi, how are you doing?
No,
you know,
I don't think I did that at all.
I'm going to do it again. Hi, I'm Mr. Hendry. I'm a man. I'm the man of the house.
Yes, sir. Can I interest you in some pharmaceuticals?
Well, hold on for a minute. My wife, Rhoda, is here. Rhoda, honey, are you there?
Yes,
would
honey,
you take? Would you take the phone, please?
Okay, baby.
Hi,
hello?
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, Jesus.
You see, there you go again.
Oh, I didn't do anything. What did I do? That
It's slimy. It's dripping through the phone with
yes,
the way you're doing here.
Yes, your tone of voice changed.
No, it did not. No, it did not. And I believe now you're verging on being slanderous.
And, oh, bullcrap, man. You're on my freaking show sounding like you're I don't know what you are, man. Anyway, thank you very much, Rhoda, for your call.
You're welcome.
All right. What are you doing, man? You sound like one of those, I don't know, it's creepy what you sound like. Like a dude that breathes into a phone or something.
Okay, I think that's very insulting, and I would ask you now to apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. You went, hello.
I did not do that, Mr. Hendry, and you're messing with my reputation.
And what do you mean are the Virgin Islands a drink?
I've never heard about it.
It's American territory in the Caribbean. It's part of the American territories.
Is it like part of Florida or something?
No, it's an American territory.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's... Jesus. 1-800-449-8686.
I believe since I come on your show, you treated me as an idiot.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're asking me what's the Virgin Islands. Is it a drink? That's a part of the country.
First of all, I have an adenoid problem, and you're spoiling me.
And all right, you have an adenoid problem. You have an adenoid problem.
You say the laughter and everything. And
does your adenoid problem make you say laughter instead of laughter?
Sir, it does.
It does? All right, here we go with Krista. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I've had telemarketers come on to me the way that he is to these women, and I am totally disgusted by it when they do that.
But a lot of those telemarketers that you're talking about, I don't think have sexuality.
I don't care what you have. I don't want you talking to me like that.
Why do you have to be sexy with women you don't know?
Because most women who you call at either home or the office want to be made to feel special.
No, they're not.
And
what if it's a woman? Are you a mother, Krista? Are you a house?
Yes, I am. I'm a mother.
So you got a bunch of kids. You're trying to get them strapped into a car seat, or whatever the heck you're trying to do. And here's some guy. Go ahead, Chris. Do your thing with Krista here.
All you're gonna do is make fun of me.
No, go ahead.
Krista, hi. How are you?
Fine.
I'm Chris Norton. I'm with Family Pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
All right.
What's that?
What?
What you just did, really?
No, it just means that she's married, so... All right, I don't know.
You don't know that I'm married by that.
Oh, okay.
First of all...
Oh, you mean you got kids and you're not married?
Well,
right.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even
okay,
so regardless of whether I have...
The point is that the telemarketing approach that you're using is putting off some of the women that we're talking to here tonight, is all I'm saying. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Nellie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I think where your problem is...
Wait a second. Are you a woman or a guy?
I'm a woman, but
okay.
Chris, would you listen a minute? I think where your problem is in your attitude that women want somebody to talk sexy to, and that is a bunch of baloney. You know, actually, I think if you'll just forget about the sex and sell your product, you'll probably come out a lot better.
Well, I mean, don't you like it if some guy calls up offering you Reader's Digest or something?
Don't I like what?
Like if a guy, hi, Nellie, my name's Chris, and I've got issue of senior bladder care, 1 month only.
The thing that you're doing, Chris,
okay.
you're projecting an attitude that women like sexy talk. It's ridiculous. Women like to have a straightforward, whatever you are interested in, whatever it is you're selling, present your case,
Try it with Nellie here, Chris. Go ahead.
Present your product.
Okay, hi, Nellie.
And cut out this sex that you're doing. You're doing it.
Yeah, all right, Nellie, let Chris do it with you. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay.
You've just called her house.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Can I interest you in Modern Maturity magazine?
Modern Maturity?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
It has a fold-out sections on bladder care and also some of the latest in undercare.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some very interesting articles on senior citizen discounts, early bird special,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be interested in that? Or?
No, I don't think so, Chris.
Oh, really?
Wait a second. Okay, I just heard a thing.
What did I do?
Yeah, did you hear that, Nellie?
Yeah.
He went, oh, really?
What?
What is it with you, man? Everything you got to...
I know what's wrong with him. He has an attitude that he's a hot shot, sexy guy, and he knows women are going to vote for him.
Well, I basically am.
That's a bunch of bull.
Okay, 1-800-449...
That hurts.
1-800-449-8686. A lot of times during dinner, and people, you know, I'm sure we've all got that one figured out. We're home, and we're having dinner, so that's when they know to call. They can be annoying. There is a lot of different cases of telemarketers stepping over the line, and some of these people are fraudulent. Not all. I mean, a lot of them make a very honest living. There have been a couple of accusations.